what happens when our mother doesn't know how to show us love? And our mother is the feminine representation of love. What does that do inside of us? It messes us up. What happens when our father wasn't there for us to provide for us, to take care of us, to do the one thing that he was supposed to do? Men, what happens when our father tells us things like, don't cry, you're not a little bitch, stop being a pussy? And these are, in our innocent little hearts and our innocent little minds, the representation of the masculine and feminine energy of God. What happens inside of us? It causes trauma. It causes trauma. And that trauma creates a story.
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
In order to do that, we have to truly understand what it is that is keeping us from doing that. So I want you to turn to a clean sheet of paper, and we're going to talk about toxic shame right now. Juanita, this is not working, just so you know. Here we go, okay? All right, you guys ready to go deep? Yeah? Some of you are not answering me right now. Okay, all right, we're going to go deep, right? Remember what I told you, I'm going to tell you the truth, okay? So be prepared. Some of the things that I say are going to like mess with you. Just let it sit with you. It's not messing with the real you. It's messing with the old you. We're going to uncover some things to allow your highest self to open up. Okay? Just trust me. We have you. We love you. We care for you. You guys ready? Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Take a deep breath in, hold it, and close your eyes just for 20 seconds or so. Just want you to feel that energy and feel yourself and get centered in yourself. And when you exhale, I want you to exhale with an audible sound of, ah, go for it, exhale. Ha. Okay, that was too gentle. I want you to exhale like with power. Ready, take a deep breath in, hold it, and just let it go, guys. Let it go. There you go. When we say go all in, we got to go all in. All right. Toxic shame. All right. Ready? You chose your parents. Write that down. Before you came here, before you were floating up around up there and you were deciding to come here, you said them, those two. Based off of your mission, based off of what your soul needed to work on, based off of who you wanted to become, based off of your purpose here, you chose your parents, your mom and your dad. I'm here to let you know that was not an accident. Yeah, Danny, but you don't know what they did. I know it was a part of the journey. It was a part of the journey. And we're going to heal that by the end of these 3 days. And there's a reason why we need to heal that. Because I want you to write down the word mother, and I want you to write down the word father, please. You see, as a child and as a human being, your mother is the feminine representation of God, of Source. Write that down. And your father is the masculine representation of God slash Source. So what happens when our mother doesn't know how to show us love? And our mother is the feminine representation of love. What does that do inside of us? It messes us up. What happens when our father wasn't there for us, to provide for us, to take care of us, to do the one thing that he was supposed to do? Men, what happens when our father tells us things like, don't cry, you're not a little bitch, stop being a pussy? And these are, in our innocent little hearts and our innocent little minds, the representation of the masculine and feminine energy of God. What happens inside of us? It causes trauma. It causes trauma. And that trauma creates a story. And based off of that trauma and based off of that story instantly, by the time you're 3 years old, You have already created a story around what is possible for you and what is impossible for you, because there's shame inside, because there's already these not good feelings inside of you. Sometimes it's not even said. Sometimes it's like, you just know. You just know there's something inside that's not right. It's like my relationship with my mom. I just saw my mom today. I was walking and it's like literally this massive butterfly. Like it was that big. I'm not kidding you. It always happens on like the day of an event. I was just walking from the gym and mom shows up. Boom. I say, hey, mom. And I like follow the butterfly. You know, it's like, hey, mom, how are you? You know? And, you know, but when my mom was here, I didn't have that good of a connection with my mom, because my mom was very like this, very like this. She tried everything. She tried going to church. She tried praying. She tried everything. But no one was doing this work back then, right? So she had an immense amount of faith, but she didn't know how to heal what was really going on inside. And as a result of that, she didn't know how to hug me. She didn't know how to hold me. That's why now you're a woman. Come here. I'll take a hug. You scratch my back. I want to feel. I want to touch, right? Because I didn't have that as a little boy. You see, how many of you guys realize that your love languages, you know why your love languages and your personalities are the way they are, right? It's because of your wounds from the past. That means you literally are the human being that you are today, right now, because of what happened in the past. I want you to think about that. I want you to really think about that, okay? So you chose your parents, and it's important that you confront that, and it's important that you accept that. And I told you this was going to be rough for a little bit. Don't worry, we'll get off to the good stuff later. But it's important that you look at that head on, because if you are walking around planet Earth with shame inside, or with anger inside, or whatever you have going on inside of you because of who your mother is, or who your father is, or who your mother was, or who you wish they could have been, or comparing them to other mothers or other fathers, guess what it's time to do? It's time to let go of all that. It's time to let go of all that, because you can't become your highest self with all of that. At some point in time, you have to realize that they were the absolute best that they could be, based off of their life's journey and based off of what they knew and based off of their experiences as well. And you are the one to heal all of it. That's why you're in this room. You are the one that's been called on this journey to heal not only the past generations, but future generations to come. Who's willing to answer that call? Raise your hand. That's a powerful freaking call. That's a powerful freaking call. See, we think we're here to make more money or get in shape or whatever. Guess what happens when you heal this wound? The money just shows up. The health just shows up. It becomes easy. It becomes effortless. Guess why? Because you are source. You are the universe. Anything that you want, you're limitless. Next. So when a child is born, they are born and immediately two things describe their characteristics. Number one, a child is ego-centered. And number two, they live in complete helplessness. They're completely helpless. Write that down. So when a child is born, they're ego-centered. What does that mean? That means that from their perspective, the entire world is all about them. All about them. Their needs. And their needs must be met. Yeah? The problem, number two, is they are also completely helpless. Right? Who has a baby in their life right now? Anybody? Just a baby? Okay, so that baby is helpless. So that baby is counting on or depending on other people to do the basics. Feed it, clean it, take care of it, and love it. This is very important for you to understand. And the reason why is because when this story is created, helplessness and being ego-centered, it's going to drive you right into the arms of one word. This is part of our journey. Abandonment. It's bound to happen. It's bound to happen. I'm teaching you all of this because you can either be and live like a victim, or you can go, I get it now. And you can let go of that victim energy. And the more we let go of the victim energy, the more that we discover who we really are, the more that literally we change the world. Because what happens with abandonment? Well, when a child feels any kind of abandonment, the child always believes, because they are ego-centered, that they are the cause of the abandonment. This is critical. When a child feels any sort of abandonment, okay, being that they're ego-centered, right, and being that they're helpless, How many of you realize abandonment is going to happen? Raise your hands. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, right? But when a child feels any sort of abandonment, they immediately create a story that they are the cause of the abandonment because they're egocentered. So who else is the cause but me? Now let's pause for a moment here for a second. It's important you get this. And I'm going to give you real world situations and scenarios of how abandonment can be created. Number one, you're crying for milk and your mom doesn't give you the milk fast enough. You feel pain. You were abandoned. It's that easy. You just woke up and your parents, you're crying for somebody to get you out of the crib and no one is coming. You feel abandoned. You feel alone. Sorry, but your parents were told to sleep train you. Don't do that. And they just let you cry yourself to sleep. Oof, don't do that. Instant abandonment, instant trauma. But we don't know. This is what the world tells us to do. So we just, right? We want to be coachable. We want to do the right thing. And we want to sleep, right? We want to get a schedule going. So then guess what happens? We, without even knowing it, are causing the trauma. This is called the system. This is called the system, okay? So when the child feels this, they create survival mechanisms to do three things. Number one, cope with the abandonment, right? Something changes inside of them. Something changed inside of you. The very first moment that you cried out for milk and they didn't bring you the freaking milk. You don't even remember it. It started to shift and shape literally your personality. And if it shapes your personality, it shapes who you are and who you become. How many of you are seeing we're getting pretty deep here? You guys ready? Yeah? Number two. They create these mechanisms to pretend it didn't happen and to pretend that everything is okay. How many of you have ever had a conversation with people and you go, hey, how are you doing? And everybody goes, oh, I'm doing great. Nobody's doing great. That's not the truth. What's the truth? The truth is I'm miserable inside. The truth is I'm unhappy. The truth is I'm scared. The truth is I'm watching too much of the news and I'm worried about all this shit going on. That's the truth. But nobody says that, right? Because we've been used to living this life where we pretend that everything is okay. And then you come to awaken and you start crying and bawling your eyes out and you start realizing like things are not really okay. And that's okay. That's part of the journey as well. Number three, to hide the abandonment and to hide their believed shames from others. And so this is what that child does, okay? And what happens is, guys, is that these survival mechanisms, they keep us from a space within us where life is effortless, in flow, and abundant. Write that one down, please. All of these survival mechanisms, right? By the way, you sisters, I love you all. But how many of you have ever thought all men are dogs? Raise your hands. Is this not a survival mechanism? This is a survival mechanism. Because you met one guy and he was a dog and you created a story to protect you from ever feeling that pain again. You follow me? And so in order to never feel that pain again, guess what you do? You create the story that all men are dogs. But guess what you're doing? You keep fucking attracting dogs because you're the creator. So whatever you think and feel, guess what you attract? Wow, more dogs. This is why we heal. We heal so we can eliminate that story and we heal so that we can go, oh, not all men are dogs, just the ones that I seem to be attracting are dogs. So what am I doing or who am I being inside of myself to attract a dog? Why wasn't I confident enough in my voice to speak my truth? And if you're really honest, you knew he was a dog or something was wrong with him, probably within the first or second date, yes or no?
Yeah.
So why wasn't I confident in myself enough to follow my gut and follow my truth? See, that's the question you got to ask yourself. That's what a creator does. A victim goes, repeat after me, all men are dogs. What does a creator do? A creator says, ready, repeat after me, all men are my brothers. They're freaking beautiful. They're awesome. I just got to attract the right one. So I got to become the one.
A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcasts, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. a breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com and click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.